See, and if you've got a second, I'd like you to take a minute and go over to the show notes. Like I said, thegyrocookreport.podbean.com. Within that, I've got a link to Podchaser, and write us up a review, won't you please? I sure would appreciate it. Hi, thanks for taking time out of your day for this episode of the Guy or Cook Report. I'm talking about the StreamYard environment and how to create overlays for that with Canva.com. Canva, if you're not familiar with it, it's a graphics program, really good one, easiest cake to use. Check it out, Canva.com. I've got the links in the show notes. If you've got questions, answers are going to be in there, I hope. Basically, you log into Canva, and you got to have a pro account or better to do this. So it's a little bit of pay to play. And I think the entry level is like $10 or $12, something like that. Not much for a month. And then in the top, you want to create a design option. So you're going to create a new design, and you want the image to be 1280 pixels wide by 720 pixels tall. That way it'll work with the video that you're going to create and so forth. Choose from the elements that are on the right-hand side, the elements is on the left-hand side. And that's where you get your blocks and your squares and your text and so forth, and all those components that you're going to put on top of this transparent image that you got in here for the background. So you've opened up, make a new image. You get an element that's, I use the big rectangle, and make it the 1280 by 720 size. And then click to make it transparent for the color. Then put the elements that you need, like the text and so forth, on top of that. Okay? I maybe rushed through that too much. So make your transparent canvas first. Put the doodads on top of it. And then download it. Be sure to check the box to make the transparent background happen. And there you've got it. You've got a transparent overlay that you can use with StreamYard. And I'll probably do an episode or two or three on episodes of StreamYard and how to use that and so forth. But anyway, that's going to get you there to have the transparent background that you want to need to. Think of it like the frame for the picture, okay? So I want to thank you again for taking time out of your busy day for this episode of the Guy or Cook Report, where we talked about creating transparent overlays or themes to use on StreamYard, and you've created those with Canva. It's a wrap.